Okay, good morning. We're on page 301, the bottom of 301. We're still up to Siman Reish Lamed Ches. And again, we're going to clarify, based on your guys' question yesterday, about when one walks into Maariv and they realize they are up to Shemona Esrei, or they're about to get to Shemona Esrei, you're not going to have enough time. So number one, as opposed to Shacharis and Maariv, once again, you're allowed to start with the Tzibur Shemona Esrei. You're supposed to start with the Tzibur Shemona Esrei. But that means that you're going to be skipping Birkos Kriyat Shema and Kriyat Shema Bein Tayim. And that means after Shemona Esrei, you're going to go back to say all of Birkos Kriyat Shema and Kriyat Shema again. You're going to start from the first Bracha Birkos Kriyat Shema through Kriyat Shema to the end of Hashkiveinu. And then you are going to go. Then you're going to go home after that because you've already said Shemona Esrei. That's in terms of what you're going to say after davening. In terms of what you're supposed to do, let's say you could say part of Birkas Kriyat Shema and Kriyat Shema. Once again, the halacha would be that you should not split up Birkas Kriyat Shema and Kriyat Shema, or parts of brachos, and say Shemona Esrei. If you have time to say two of the brachos in Kriyat Shema or just Kriyat Shema, don't do that. Wait for the tzibur to get to Shemona Esrei. Say Shemona Esrei with the tzibur, and then after davening, once again, you'll say all of Birkas Kriyat Shema and Kriyat Shema along with the to yourself. And once again, that's only when you're not going to be able to get to a minyan later on. If you're going to get to a minyan later on, better to wait for the next minyan and be able to say everything correctly with smichas kula tefila Birkas Kriyat Shema and Kriyat Shema v'chulei v'chulei. Good. Let's move on now. We've already seen Siman Reish Lamed Zayin. Moving on to Siman Reish Lamed Chet. Very interesting simon we've learned early on, Kufn and Halkan and Beis, about learning after davening of Shacharis. Over here, says the Torah, he brings down many, many Mamri Chazal that we'll soon see. The Mishnah Berurah quotes all of them over here, but they're all found in the Torah also, that talk about the Chashivas of learning at nighttime. The Chashivas of learning at nighttime, says the Gemara in Erev and Samachay Amun Aleph, Lo Nivra Halayla, I'm paraphrasing, Lo Nivra Halayla El Lagirsa. That the nighttime was created for learning Torah. That's why nighttime was created. The day calms down. Okay, they didn't know that there was going to be electric lights and there would be a lot of things going on at night. But back in the day, there was nothing to do, so therefore there was a time to learn. You could sit and learn, therefore, Lo Nivra Laila Ella Lagirsa. Okay, the problem though is, as the Drisha points out over here in our Siman, the same Gemara tells us that the nighttime was created for sleeping. Okay, was it sleeping or was it learning? What are we supposed to be doing? So Tosus over there, other Rishonim give different answers. Tosus says it depends on which part of the year. If it's the part of the year, like we're right now, the summertime, Kufas Tammuz, okay, where the nighttime is a very short time, so then you're supposed to sleep mostly at night. For sure, you have to learn Torah also at night if it's sleep for the other. Here is Chazal, but mainly it was created for sleep. However, during the winter months, where at 4 or 5 o'clock at night, already for an afternoon, it's already getting dark outside that, you have a long night, Lo Nivra, Laila, El Lagirsa, you should be spending your night times, especially learning Torah. Okay, so that answers the steer over there. Others give different answers that maybe before Chatzos, after Chatzos. Okay, depending on what you say. Some say you should learn after Chatzos. Some say you learn before Chatzos. There's a lot of different responses in the Achronim and the Rishonim on what you're supposed to do at night. But definitely learning Torah at nighttime is very important, like we see over here already in the Mechaber. The Mechaber says, Reish Lamed Ches, Sif Aleph, Tzarich, Lizayir, Bilimada, Laila, Yoter, Mishayam. You have to even be careful with learning at nighttime, even more than the daytime. Says the Mishnah Berurah, listen to these words and see if Karnal, Kedan Rina Lo Iver Laila Lelagir, so we saw that already before. The cave and the kach nivra life. This is why the nighttime was created. Okay, Sarkli Zara Bayoter. Therefore, if this is why HaKadosh Baruch Hu created it, then we have to grab onto it. V'isa b'gamara kol osik b'torah b'layla Kadosh Baruch Moshe lev chut shel chesed v'yom shenamar yomam yitzava Hashem chazdo v'layla shiro imu imi od amro menachos kuf yod talmidei chachamim osikim b'torah b'layla ma'ala aleim ha'katov ki lasukim b'avoda u'maisi shamikra od amro kol osik b'torah b'layla shechina k'negdo shenamar kumi roni b'layla hainu lasuk b'torah. Get up at night time to learn Torah. The pasuk that we talk about and we sing about giving over our hearts to Hashem, singing to Hashem. The cant of a Rambam, listen to the words of the Rambam. It's quoted Paskin in Shulchan Aruch. Harotza liskos bekitra shel Torah. Someone wants to be zocha in the keter shel Torah, to be zocha in Torah. Yizayir bekol leilosaf. You should be careful with every single one of your nights. Vilo ya'abid afilu achas mehem b'sheina v'achilo shtia v'sicha giotzeba. Don't even lose one of those nights. 365 days a year, not to lose even one of them every year of your life. B'sheina by sleeping and eating and drinking and just speaking, wasting your time with giotzeba. If you do that, he says, the Rambam, that's how you're going to be zochah to the kitchen shel Torah, to be mapped with your nights. So when you have all of a sudden pulling you at night, you have all these three different things, you want to do this, and you want to do that, you want to do this, remember this Rambam that you should be sitting in the base medrash and learning if you want to be zochah to the kitchen shel Torah. And he's coming to answer up our Sira, even at the night in the Tkubas Tammuz, even when the nighttime short, Kigon Betamuz, Shaz Nikba Laila Iker Lashena, where there, the regular, most of the night is going to be spent sleeping. You definitely have to have some limud Torah at night. All these ma'amrim and chazal. Then ends off the mechaber with three words. Some of them mevatel his Torah at nighttime. Onsho mirubo, his onesh is going to be great. Why, says the Mishnah Berurah, another ma'amrim chazal that was quoted by the Torah. Kidamrin and Sikadim Beis. Call by it Shein Divrei Torah Nishmaim Bo Laila. The house that does not have Torah being said at nighttime, Eish Ochal To. The Eish is going to consume it. Shinemar Bechule Bechule. Lita Beper Kamadovos. Udalo Mosiv Yosef. Haina Dalo Mosiv Lumo Belaila Vetisha Bevailach. Yosuf Min Olam. Someone does not start adding more Torah from Tisha B'Av and on, meaning when the nights start getting longer, the days start getting shorter. Okay? So the nighttime gets longer, so you have more time to learn. You should be adding on to your learning. Oh. So then, obviously, the million-dollar question is, if the nighttime is created for learning, and there's sleeping, that causes a lot of anxiety, well, how much sleep am I supposed to get? I don't want to be fast-paced on nights. So there is a lot of literature talking about how much. The Rambam admits to that. 8 hours seems to be the marker. Others say less than that. Okay, no one says anything more than eight. Eight is the maximum that they bring down. The Aruch HaShulchan over here in our Siman. The Aruch HaShulchan over here in our Siman, he says that you're supposed to get 8 hours. But over two nights, okay? That's 4 hours a night. That's what Aruch HaShulchan says. That's enough sleep for each person. I believe the Pashat Pshat is like the Magen Avram says over here in the end of Sikat Beis. I am Magen Avram. To Lashena Sadam Balayla, Ein Lazeh Shir Kavua. To give exact shir. I believe that's very, very difficult, says the Magen Avram. It depends on each person. It's a subjective thing. Some people just naturally need more sleep. Some people naturally need less sleep. That's a very difficult thing. Yeah, that's a very difficult thing to know. The point is a person has to do a cheshbon and nefesh, how much sleep he needs. If he gets that amount, then that is what he's doing, the best way to serve Hashem, so he's up the next day and able to have koach to his learning and whatever else he does in his day, whether it's teaching or working, whatever it is, he has to have koach for that also. But someone who is mishtaki yoter midai, so that's going to be very much problematic. So each person individually has to make a marker for himself. Yes, there are those yechidim who could stay up till very, very late nights learning and wake up earlier in the morning and get a little bit of sleep, maybe take a little nap, whatever it might be. So not everyone could be like that, and one shouldn't feel bad. He just has to test himself to make sure that he's not fooling himself into thinking that he needs more sleep than he really needs. Okay, some people have lost so much sleep in their and they push themselves too hard that later on in life they suffered a little bit with their health later on. So you have to make sure that you're careful with these things. Everyone has to ask the subjective thing, but I would say at least if someone doesn't think he has that many years to learn, fear you learn to push yourself a little more time during those years and sleep a little less, I think is a matov manoim that he could get in as much Torah during those years, as long as once again he is functioning at a high enough level that he's learning at 100%. If he's going to get less sleep and he's going to be learning all day at 70%, so that's not good also. Better learn 100% for a little less time than 70% for a little bit more time. Once again, subjectively, everyone has to do their own cheshbon and nefesh. What to learn at nighttime? So there is a famous of Arizal based on the Zohar. It's quoted over here in the Ber Hetev. In the Ber Hetev in our Siman, Sifkat and Beis, says over here, I aim likro mikro balayla. One should not learn Torah Shebichtav at night. Psukim not at night. Okay? Okay, he says the ain lishon ella acher kimel shos vishkav al tzad smol vishan. You should sleep on your left side. If anyone knows the makor, here's the makor. You should sleep on your left side, not flat. Vishkav mitam yuchades. You should have your own bed. Okay, fine. So that's that. That's over here. But the point over here that I want to focus in on is the beginning. Ain likra mikra balayla. Okay, what about that? So you're not allowed to learn psukim at night. Okay, so number one, for Svardim, they are very, very machmer when it comes to these things. We'll come back to the Svardim in 1 second. Ashkenazim are much more mako. Already the Sharatzin over here in Sivkatan Aleph writes, it says, Katav ber heiter shein likro mikro balayla. don't read psukim at nighttime. That you can read mikra. The nira says the Chavetz Chaim dafilu. Dafil Machmirin, even according to Machmirin, Leisbaza Isura. It's not really an Isser to learn Torah Shabichtav at nighttime. Really, if you have a Torah Shabal Pes Seder and a Torah Shabichtav Seder, better leave Torah Shabichtav during the daytime and Torah Shabal Peh at nighttime. That's what he says. V'novea dovarzemi mashinita medjus haya Kadosh Baruch Hu lo mina Moshe mikra bayom mishna balayla. And it comes from the medjus that says, when the Kadosh Baruch Hu taught Moshe Rabbeinu, they learn Torah Shabichtav during the daytime and Torah Shabal Peh at nighttime. That's where it goes based on this medrash. That's what the Chavetz Chaim says. And therefore, many, many Ashkenazim are mekel, especially like Moreno Rabbeinu Rav Neventzel says, and one should definitely take this into account. Says the Rav Neventzel, the Ramasal Ein, Vim Eimu Asharud Yomot Torah Shabal Peh. If you don't have, let's say you're on the road, you only have a Chumash. Okay, that's the only thing you have a Tanakh. Some people take this too far and they end up not learning Torah Chas L'Shalom because you can't learn Mikra at night. Zohar, that's incorrect, says Rav Neventzel for sure. Better if you're, let's say, even if you're just in the mood, you're not going to learn so well right now Torah Shabbat. You don't have the head for it. You want to learn a little bit Torah Shabbat. That's going to be mutter absolutely for Ashkenazim, 100%. Svardim take this much or further. You look in the Halacha Berurah, he's marich and marich and marich and marich. What is mutter? What is usher to learn? The end of the day, even those who are machmer, number one, the Halacha Berurah also brings down. If you have nothing else to learn for sure, then you should really mikra like Rav Neventzel. And furthermore, he brings down, Jonah, I heard this also from other poskim, also, that is, it's just when you're only learning psukim, but if you're learning also Perush Rashi, along with the psukim, that's already Torah Shabbat Peh, that's not just learning Mikra, and that would not fall under this umbrella, and that's going to be okay. And then not only that, the Lachabri brings down, even if you're just learning an English pair, you're learning into your own language, that also would be okay, according to the Halacha Berurah. So there is Sardim definitely more makbid on this than Ashkenazim, but that is the din over here. Now, Sif Bet. This is also based on another Gemara. If you have a Seder of Limud that you're supposed to do, I don't know, you have your Daf Yomi and you have your Amun Yomi Mishnah Berurah and you do a Perka Tanakh, whatever your Seder of Limud is, you have a certain amount of Hespek that you want to do it during the day. So Limud Kach Liyom, but you had Tarud Biyom, and that day you were very tired, you had a wedding to go to, or you had an appointment to go to, so therefore you're not allowed to do it. But you didn't finish. You should finish it off at nighttime right away. Okay, I don't know what you do if you have a Seder Limud at night also, that you also then if you're going to take that place, so that's not going to be good either. Obviously, talking about someone who does not have a set Limud at night, he has other Limud at night. Over here, you should do your Chol Kavua that you normally do during the day. Okay, he says, Mr. Brons, you couldn't, hey, why the Havi Nether? Because it's like a Nether to the Tikkun Amrinan. HaOmer Eshneh Perek Zeh. Nether Gadol Nader L'Kai Yisrael. If I say I'm going to do this Perek, it's like he's taking upon himself a Nether. He's got to fill that Nether. V'ita b'yaradeh b'simin reish yadal tzivayal for a little bit about Nadarim. Dim nog lasos dover tov, if a person is knowing to do something good, a minik tov, im ayadaita linho kein le'olam havi neder, if his das was to continue doing this forever, that is considered a neder. Therefore, before taking upon yourself anything new, even though this is the best thing I've heard of Musa Shmuzvai Rebbe about, doing Tikkun Chatzos. Okay, therefore I want to do Tikkun Chatzos. Okay, before you take this upon yourself as a Chok Kavua, rather you should do like the Mishra Berurah says, V'tov Shiyatna B'tchila, you should say before you start, Shelo Yelav Dover Zabinedr, Yenedr, it's not going to be like a Nedr. Pen Yizdavnu Yizapam Shelo Yuchel Ashton, because maybe time you're not going to be able to be Mashlim, it's going to be like a Nedr, you're going to be over the Nether itself. So therefore, you have to be careful with what you do, what you say, and how you act when you want to take upon something new. Every time you want to take something new, you should say to yourself, "Irene Mikavalai Bli Nether to do this thing," and then it will not be a Nether. And if you miss it, it's not going to be the end of the world. That is the end of Simin Reish Lamed Ches. We will call it a day over here. Bezrat Hashem, we will continue tomorrow, the next couple of days, doing the din of Kriyat Shema al Mitoso and the din of Hamapil Adkan.